I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back into Cougar Sports Saturday here on KSL News Radio, your legacy home of the BYU Cougars. Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte. If you ever want to connect with us on the show, tweet at us at KSL Sports or hit us up on the UCCU KSL text line 57500. If you're going to go to that BYU Arizona game coming up this fall, share your thoughts on that because 41,000 tickets have sold. A lot of tickets. So you better decide soon if you're going to be going 16 weeks from now.
And check this text out, 4727. Haven't bought my tickets yet, but I'll be there. You better get that ticket, 4727. Jeez.
Get that ticket now. Hopefully, we need to revive the CSS RV. We need to hit up Alex Keery's Connects now that the pandemic, the CDC say if you're vaccinated, you can.
I've got an idea.
No mask indoors and outdoors. Maybe let's do this.
If we can't get the RV, we might have to bust out the CSS EV. Trip down to Las Vegas.
Oh, man. Hey, Zach Wilson's got the BMW now. That's okay. It's all your. But you know what? We're doing the EV. Let's do this thing. CSS EV. Hashtag that thing up. I'm sensing a trend. I think we're going to be trending for all the right reasons. Usually when you get on trending, it's all for the wrong reasons. I think CSS EV, though, that can get trending for all the right reasons.
I'll tell you this much, Mitch. We're not going to CSS EV to watch Zach Wilson and Taysom Hill. That would be a long trip in an electric vehicle all the way to MetLife.
That's the one we need the RV. That's where we need the RV.
Amen to that. And plus, I don't want to pay for a hotel in New York City. Anyways, I digress here. Zach Wilson, Taysom Hill. I don't know if the NFL thought two BYU quarterbacks in kind of an interesting pairing, but this is an interesting matchup because New Orleans, either way, whoever their quarterback is, it's going to be all season long. It's going to be the shadow of Drew Brees in New Orleans, whether it's Jameis or Taysom. And then in New York, it's Broadway Zach. It's the new era. So this is going to be a real interesting opportunity. And these are the type of games too for the Saints that they're going to have to win if they want to go to the playoffs. And this is still a roster that can go to the playoffs. And it's also one of the reasons, Mitch, I think Taysom will be the starter. Because if you look at the pieces around whoever the quarterback is, it's a better fit for Taysom Hill right now. Like when Jameis Winston threw for 5,000 yards and had 30 touchdowns, he was throwing to Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. He had, I'm trying to remember the tight end's name, O.J. Howard. Yeah. I mean, that was a dynamic passing offense. This Saints wide receiver group, dynamic is not the word you would use. Now, they have a great number one wide receiver, and they have a great number one running back in Alvin Kamara. Who's the type of quarterback that would work well with that? A dual threat guy. That's not Jameis Winston. So I think in this particular matchup, we are going to see two BYU quarterbacks in Taysom and Zach heading off against each other in New York, New Jersey. Either way, at MetLife Stadium.
I'm still very optimistic that Taysom Hill is going to be the starting quarterback, even though every national NFL person this weekend with the schedule release and the NFL draft was basically saying, yep, Jameis, you know, he's going to have the chance to lead this team in the first year post Drew Brees. But I still feel like the fact that Taysom is transforming his body to kind of trimming down to where it's more of a quarterback build. It's not being built to be the Swiss Army knife, because everyone, I think, assumes, oh, if Jameis wins the job, Taysom can just go back to that F position role, the Swiss Army knife, and keep doing that thing. he is changing his body to where he can't, he's not going to be able to handle the rigors of that position anymore. Like he's clearly stated, like he's lost weight. He's kind of slendering up a little bit to be a quarterback. And I just still believe that Sean Payton was not turned off by what transpired in those four games for Taysom Hill. I know the opposition was not great, but man, he was 3-1. They lead the Saints too. Like, you cannot argue with wins. Any win you get in the NFL, that is success. Anyone in the NFL, all 32 teams can win. That's why, you know, the Jets, they got an uphill battle coming up with Zach Wilson, because how much youth is in that organization. But still, it's the NFL. It's the best football players in the world. Anyone can be had on any given week. And I just feel like Taysom Hill, to me, is still going to be that guy. And if both these guys stay healthy, I think we're looking at two BYU quarterbacks starting in an NFL game for the first time since 1997, Steve Young and Ty Detmer did it. Those guys did actually twice in 96 as well in the wild card, which I don't know how I forgot that. I remember the 97 game, but the wild card round, I totally spaced that. Maybe I was seven, but I digress. But I mean, I remember the 97 game vividly. I think it's going to happen, Matt. I'm very confident. I still believe. I'm all in still on Taysom Hill.
You know, and it's interesting too when I think about this game, because a couple of years back, Taysom had a nice performance against the Jets in a preseason game, and that was one of those that was one of those moments where I was like, this is not the Taysom Hill we saw at BYU. This guy was throwing accurate passes. And I think it was the week after that he went to San Diego and dropped a nice touchdown pass to, was it Austin Carr, a little slot wide receiver. And those were the places where I'm like, hey, this dude can do it. And I just keep coming back to what Steve Young said. And look, Steve Young is a lot smarter than me when it comes to football. And so is Sean Payton. Let's not forget that. A guy who's had a big development in Taysom Hill, which is, if Taysom gets the reps, the sky's the limit for this guy. He was like, Taysom Hill, what he did in those four games was actually quite remarkable when you think about how little practice time he got. I mean, he practiced those weeks that he played the games, but imagine what a full season of practicing day in and day out and getting the repetitions. I just, the sky is the limit for Taysom Hill. The sky is not the limit for Jameis Winston. And so I just feel like cooler heads will prevail in New Orleans and the Taysom will get the first crack. Now he's got to perform, but I think he's going to get that first crack.
December 12th, Jets, Saints might be the biggest moment. I think it probably would be the biggest moment that doesn't involve Steve Young in former BYU players in the NFL. Like the moment that doesn't involve Steve Young, the greatest.
Yep.
That would be like an amazing moment for BYU football, for the program, and I hope we see it, because I hope that these guys stay healthy, hope they win the jobs, and I hope that just everything goes according to plan, and I hope both teams are good. Like, how great would it be if these guys are vying for playoff contention and just in the thick of something that actually means something, and this game kind of captures the nation's attention. It would be pretty sweet to see that happen. Before we go out real quick, speaking of Taysom Hill, I had this thought. Tim Tebow, he signs with the Jags. Can he thank Taysom Hill? Like,
yes,
he's back in the NFL because of Taysom Hill, right?
Because he's neighbors with Urban Meyer too. Yeah. So that doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I just had to get that in, because seeing Tim Tebow sign, like, I almost need to write something on KSLSports.com about it, because that is just blatantly, like, I know the connection with Urban, but still, like, you're not in the league today. It's not for Taysom Hill. Anyway,
there's a fundamental difference between the two players, though. Taysom is way faster, and Taysom is a much better thrower than football.
No question. But I think there was fair parallels when Taysom was coming up through the ranks at BYU. Got to take a break, though. On the other side, we'll get to our favorite segment, the top five. Can I get my second win in a row? Let's see if we can do it. Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.